Silo City on Child Street, just off Ohio Street in the First Ward, will host the performance installation Motion Picture. Friday, August 23rd and Saturday, August 24th, both performances begin at 8 p.m. The work is produced by Torn Space Theater. Artistic director Dan Shanahan took time out of his busy week to sit down at Sweetness 7 Cafe on Grant Street to talk about Motion Picture.
And it's Dan Shanahan.
Mm-hmm.
What's your actual title with Torn Space?
I'm the artistic director of Torn Space Theater.
Okay. Just give me an overview of what people are going to see on Friday and Saturday.
The first thing they'll notice when they walk in to Silo City, which is a compound of grain elevators, which we designed Motion Picture for, is the absolute incredible beauty of the architecture of that site. It really dwarfs the human. These things are towering structures, 120 feet tall, beautiful architecture. And so the audience will be moving into that compound, and we will be designing a production within it. And what we've done is we created a ritual that the audience will be witnessing. And the ritual doesn't tie into any specific society. And the ritual is based upon a theme of warring factions. And so the audience will witness a series of these rituals of war.
Okay. Now, will they be acted out? Will they be on screen? What will they...
We incorporate many different disciplines. One of my early influences was Robert Wilson, the theater director. And I started looking at where he was drawing inspiration from, and one of the figures was Wagner. So I was looking at, you know, what is Wagner doing? And he was coming up with this concept of total art, which would mean that you'd cross different disciplines, whether it be text, music, sound, performance. And that's one of the driving forces of this particular production. So we've reached out to a lot of different community organizations, in particular War of 1812 reenactors, bagpipers, equestrian horse riders, and we will take their talents and tie them into the performative base of the show.
Okay.
With that said, the backdrop will be video projection, because there's these massive grain elevators, as I said, and we will be using high-powered Christie projectors in which to project images and light onto these video projections. So it'll be being one part of the live performance, also incorporating sound design, light, and video.
How long does it take?
How long is the running time of the production?
Yeah.
It probably will last approximately 70 minutes with no intermission. And we find that when we do our original work, which is so strongly based on visual, and that 70 minutes is the right amount of time that the audience can stay within a piece like that.
And you've done these types of things before.
Yeah, this is following a tradition of site-specific performance that we've been developing over the past 6 or 7 years. And it began when Russ Pavlock, who was a wonderful man, and he was in charge of the Central Train Terminal, just when it was starting to get stabilized by a grant from Elliot Spitzer, he approached us and asked us to design a production within the Central Train Terminal. And we took that on, very ambitious, and we started to work with certain themes that we would develop throughout the rest of our site-specific performance, and that is, number one, you start with the architecture. How can the design of the production incorporate the architecture of the building? What is the mythology and history of the neighborhood and the building? And those inform the narrative. So from those three aspects, we're able to construct a piece. And we've then done site-specific productions at the Dnipro Ukrainian Home, the Theosophy Society, and last year we did a collaborative project at Marine A, which is a grain elevator inside of Silo City.
Can you walk by, like, or drive by any structure now in Western New York and not think of production ideas?
This is becoming difficult. We're getting into a relationship with Preservation Buffalo Niagara, to where we're trying to find different sites in which we can expand our production design and expand awareness of the historical sites. And there are so many of these types of structures within Buffalo. Buffalo is very fortunate to have incredible architecture and a system that allows us to approach the owners and design productions for them.
So let's talk then about the silos themselves. How are they incorporated into this?
When I looked at the history of the immediate neighborhood, which is the south, which is the First Ward in South Buffalo, and I'm of Irish descent. That's where my family is from. That had me bring in the bagpipers and the Irish aspect of the component. But what really struck me about these buildings is its epic scale. And I tried to find a visual language that could find a parallel to the enormity of these structures. And so I started looking at 19th century landscape and military paintings, which I thought incorporated the grandness of those themes. And that allowed me to then look at my sound design, and I said, you know, I'm going to go with Beethoven and Bach and bring that in, and I'm going to work with military reenactors, the reenactors of War of 1812. I felt that that type of scale worked within the structure of the building. So that's one example of how the architecture informed the production design.
Back to the music. You said Bach and Beethoven, those two pieces specifically. The Beethoven piece, what drew you to it?
I was listening to 94.5, and there's a program at 11 a.m. that basically looks at a history of music, and he was dissecting this particular piece of Beethoven, and he was just taking through those opening beats, and I heard those opening sounds, and I could just picture, you know, figures kind of moving through this large landscape to the timing of Beethoven's piece, and because it starts out very sort of ominous but large, and then the music swells and gets very grand and very lush and full, and I thought that's exactly the type of arc that I thought the production design should follow.
And then what about the Bach piece? I mean, it's kind of jumping from one style to another.
I wanted to find music that people also would immediately recognize and would have an emotional reaction to. So this particular Bach piece is done with a cello, and it just, for me, completely encapsulates kind of love at first sight. And so the narrative follows a soldier on the eve of war, and he starts to have visions of home and of a girl he once knew, which takes him sort of psychologically out of the present tense of battle. And this particular piece by Bach, I wanted to play to a black stallion with a figure on it, a figure that doesn't necessarily have an identity or face. And so for this particular vision of the soldier, we will create a light tunnel, a white light tunnel, where a woman on a black stallion walks out, and then we play this Bach piece over that. And this is the first instance that he starts to have of love.
The woman on the black stallion, is she live and in person, or is she coming on the screen?
She will, well, in two ways. She's live, so we see her ride the horse. She's an equestrian horse rider. And in this instance, she's essentially just an image of love and romance. Then when we get more detail of this figure through video projection. So myself and my video designer, Brian Milbrand, filmed an actress on green screen in a film studio, and that is when we project that onto the grain elevators.
Sounds like these are very sophisticated pieces of equipment. I would think quite expensive. I mean, how do you get access to this kind of thing?
Recently, well, we've been very fortunate because recently in Buffalo's culture community, we're getting more encouragement and funding from the government and from agencies such as ASI, Erie Harbor Development Corporation. And they're committed to revitalizing this area through the lens of culture. And because of their commitment and their funding, we've been able to expand our production design and take on these types of projects, which are much more ambitious than something we would be able to do in the past, even 3 to 4 years ago.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. And so to talk about maybe the machinery that you are using, like the projection unit that you're going to use for this, and how big is this? Just get into some respect to that.
Sure. I don't have the greatest of specs for it, but they're Christie projectors, and they're very high-powered, and they can project at a great distance and cover the entire or most of the entire surface of the grain elevators.
How wide of the surface are we talking about?
We're talking 120 feet high for two grain elevators and roughly 80 to 90 feet wide.
Wow. That's going to be our screen on Friday. Saturday.
Yeah, that'll be your screen. They're massive.
It's amazing. Somebody who's coming down for the first time to Silo City, what should they know about coming down there? I mean, it's as basic as maybe bringing a chair or anything like that.
We'll provide chairs. We're renting aluminum bleachers. So the audience will sit on bleachers and view the performance much like a drive-in movie theater. The narrative will be amplified through speakers. So seating will be available. It is still an industrial site, so we always say dress comfortably, wear sensible shoes. It is a little bit cooler down there because you're right off the water. At the same time, it's very safe and a secure place. But The space is owned and managed by Rick Smith and Jim Watkins, and they've just done an absolutely terrific job of opening the space up to the community, allowing culturals to utilize the space and show it off. And what we found is, you know, people are drawn to these structures, and they basically create a meeting area for culture, for gatherings, for events, as evidence of last week's very successful City of Night.
Did you go?
I did go, and it was terrific.
How many people came?
I would say between 6,000 and 7,000 is what they're
is what they're
estimating, and it's a space like none other. And if you tore those down, which I would be completely opposed to, you can't construct a space like that ever again. Buffalo is on the map internationally because of these structures. They have a scale and a size that rivals any grain elevator in the world. They influence the Bauhaus movement, and their influences are wide stretching. And it's one of those treasures that if you live in this area, you maybe take them for granted. But we shouldn't do that. You have to find a way to utilize them. And I think what Rick and Jim are doing is exactly right, which is making them very inclusive to the community.
If there are 6,000 or 7,000 people there, parking's not an issue.
For their event, they incorporated the entire neighborhood for parking. Our performance, which is a much more contained production, will be parking on site.
Okay, parking on site. Mm-hmm. All right. Okay, and it'll be clearly marked. People will be able to find it. Right off Ohio Street?
Yeah, it's right off Ohio Street. If you continue on Ohio past General Mills, you go over the bridge by the train tracks. You make a left onto Child Street, which is a service road, and it takes you right into the complex known as Silo City.
Right. How excited are you about this?
You know, this is something that I've always wanted to take on. I've been intrigued by these grain elevators for as long as I can remember, and I've been fortunate to work with an incredible team of artists to pull this together. We've been able to bring in a lot of different talents: lighting designers from UB, video designer from Buff State, sound designers, and all these community partners with the reenactors and the bagpipers, which allows us to really stretch our legs and create a vision that we've been wanting to put on for some time.
How many people are actually involved in the production then? I mean, between, like you said, the designers, what you're doing, these reenactors, how many?
I would say total on performing would be 25.
Too soon to think about what's next?
Well, we jump right into our main stage season at the Adam Mickiewicz Dramatic Circle, and we are starting for a curtain up show, A Clockwork Orange by Anthony Burgess, and then we do Prom of the Dead, which is a large site-specific fundraiser that we do at the ballroom of the Dnipro-Ukrainian, and then we come back to the Mickiewicz in the spring for Mud by Maria Irene Fornes.
Did you guys just do Uncle Vanya too?
And we did Uncle Vanya, again, site-specific, in the attic of the Dnipro, directed by Megan Callahan.
So no shortage of ideas, huh? Do you ever sleep?
Do I sleep? Yes, I get right to bed. I get my 8 hours every day.
Nice. Are there other communities that are doing these types of things that you're aware of, and have you maybe check them out just to get an idea of where to go with these things?
Well, I guess most kind of known to this area is what Quebec has done with their grain elevators, and they employ the talents of an internationally famous director, Robert Lepage, who just got done doing Wagner's Ring Cycle at the Met. And so he designed a performance installation for those grain elevators, which should give us just a taste of what we can do if we commit to these grain elevators, if we give it enough resources. And also what I want to stress is if we look at the talent that's right here within this community, they're able to pull these projects off given support and resources.
What kind of sound system do you have for this?
Partnerships, and we've been fortunate enough to borrow Shakespeare and Delaware Park's sound system, which is perfect for outdoor sounds, and it'll allow us to play surround sound.
Okay, so it'll be big enough to do what you want to do. Mm-hmm. Is there dialogue in this as well?
There is dialogue. So I took text, and again, going back to kind of the 19th century, I took text from a Walt Whitman poem in which He's discussing the lament of the assassination of Abraham Lincoln. I'm taking little bits of Henry James's Portrait of a Lady, and I'm taking a bit of a poem from Tarkovsky, the one that, in which he used in his film The Mirror. And so we pre-recorded that dialogue, and then we projected it as a soundscape over the images, again, bringing back the inspiration of a drive-in movie theater.
What kind of experience do you hope the audience takes from it?
It's a great question. What we hope to that the audience gets from this is that they're walking into an experience for 70 minutes unlike anything they've had before, that they're in a special space, that they're witnessing something ceremonious. Maybe they don't fully grasp the particulars of the ceremony, but they're involved in a large-scale ritual.
Okay. The basic